Welcome back to another episode of TTV, the place where we find the tea on TV. On today's agenda, we'll be talking about the events that happened on the newest episode of The Good Doctor, Season 4, Episode 8, to be exact. If you haven't watched this episode just yet, then listen at your own expense, because there might be spoilers. I really love how this show gave Sean so much character. I would also love if we had more Glossy and Leah scenes. Like, we need more of them. It's like Team Sean right there. We need more of these two. Just have such a good dynamic. Dr. Lim deserves the absolute best. But will Lim and Brown's relationship turn into a catfight? Let's play the clip.
Yeah. Convincing people to be responsible has not been my strong suit lately. We're not still talking about Coach Dad, are we?
Is that shade I detect? Because my shade detector is beeping off the charts. Damn, Brown. But it's okay, because Lim throw the punches right back. Let's play the clip.
I can't do this. I'm done trying to help you. Oh, please. You're never really done. You know who you were last night? My mom. Drunk, angry, refusing to lift a finger to help yourself, lying about it, and taking your pain out on me. It's gonna keep happening until you get help. Take the medication. Talk to someone. Do something. Please. I'm not your mother, Claire. I'm not your responsibility. I'm your boss. And I don't owe you anything.
Like, this hit so hard that it broke my shade detector. But Lim pushing Claire was a oh sugar bum type of moment. And Claire's just trying to help her. I mean, like, she's not really treading lightly like she's supposed to do, but maybe Lim can count on Dr. Glassman's wisdom. Maybe it would be good for her. I'm worried about her because she really needs to get the help she needs eventually. Dr. Brown going to Glassman about Lim? Oh, Lim is definitely not gonna like that. She's not gonna be happy. There's definitely gonna be a fallout between the two, but I'm hoping that they eventually make up. With all that being said, we'll be back right after the break. And Sean's maturity? Oh my gosh. It's something else. Especially him in a relationship. I love to see relationship Sean. Like, it's the best thing ever. The little things that he say, like when... Actually, let's just play the clip.
My mom, she took us both out one shot. You do get that this is insulting to both of us. From the people who supposedly love me most in the world.
They don't. Not the most. Not anymore.
Like, he said so few words, but yet it meant so much. Those few words weighed so much. And it was so cute and it was so sweet, so sentimental. Oh my gosh. I just like, that just warms your heart. And then he saw how much this was hurting her and went to her parents and was like, y'all need to get your act straight. Because right now, y'all walking crooked and y'all need to correct yourselves now. Let's play the clip.
What are you doing here?
You're wrong about me and Leah.
Oh, well, no offense, Sean, but this is between family.
Leah is my girlfriend, and the texts you sent were about us.
We're sorry you saw those. Sean, you're a very nice young man, and we enjoyed meeting you. It's just, we've known Leah a lot longer than you have.
Yeah, she's, well, I mean, she has a good heart. She just doesn't think ahead.
And she will do anything to get under our skin. You wouldn't believe some of the people she's dated.
I'm different than anyone she's ever dated. How is that not a change?
That's true, Sean. I'm just not sure it's a good thing.
You knew her then. You don't know her now. All you know are her mistakes. And you don't trust her because you aren't sure you were good parents. You said our relationship has challenges. You're right. Leah and I go through challenges together. It's one of the things that makes us stronger. Leah challenges me to try things, even things I know I won't like, because it is not always better to stop and think. And I make Leah patient because I can be very frustrating. So can the two of you. Maybe this challenge will make your relationship stronger too.
And he was like, I don't need to hear any more from y'all. And he just walked off. Like, what a moment. The way he defends her to her parents. Oh, and that scene where Sean was like practicing to meet Leah's parents was just too funny. It was too funny. Let's play the clip.
Sean, I'd like you to meet my parents, Pam and Mike.
Hi, Pam. Hi, Mike.
Leah tells us you're a doctor. What specialty?
I am a surgeon.
What a shame. I hear surgeons are arrogant and overrated.
Okay. Morgan, I'm sorry, but can you just give it a rest for half a second?
I'm in character. Please address me as Pam.
I read recently that while you're sleeping, you accidentally eat 8 spiders every year.
Yes. And I read that sometimes they lay eggs in your stomach and then you can have thousands of spiders.
Sean?
You said not to disagree with him when he says something wrong and pointless.
I didn't tell you to agree with him because I don't like it some more wrong and pointless things.
Good. That's helpful. Let's continue.
Did you know that Arizona doesn't have daylight savings time?
Saving. It's saving, not savings. That's grammatic. How am I supposed to know what is pointless? Facts are facts.
Okay. This isn't gonna work. We could spend the rest of the evening teaching Sean the fine but trivial art of how to finesse trivia, but the real problem isn't going to be small talk and family bickering. The real problem is what happens when Leah's parents express real concerns about their daughter.
What concerns?
Concerns any parent would have. You two barely know each other. You haven't been dating very long, now you're living together. This relationship is moving too fast.
You're wrong.
I thought you said we shouldn't argue with your dad.
That wasn't my dad. That was 100% classy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't prepare for how these evenings can go wrong. Families are full of surprises.
Like how you don't like Leah.
I never actually said that.
The shade these people have on this show. Like, I love it. I'm so here for it. I really am. But it went from a funny type of establishment to serious real quick. Oh my gosh. So add me on Instagram to let me know your thoughts and feelings about what was said today. Whether you agree or disagree, let me know on Instagram @lovemeso103. Well, that concludes today's segment. I am your host, Shalandi Lewis, on TTV, the place where we find the tea on TV. See you next episode.